My dear students, ladies and gentlemen, my dear knowledge professionals, and my dear knowledge seekers, how are you feeling in this today's last session of knowledge management? I hope you're feeling excited. I hope you're feeling delighted. And I hope you're feeling pleased that your learning capacity is expanding and you're getting ready to deliver value wherever you are in Pakistan, in the organizations, may it be business, for profit, not for profit, and also at the same time learning how to leverage a higher market value for your personal capital. Humne last session mein kaha tha ki phir collectively working together, learning from Professor Peter Sanjay, the idea of learning organization, would certainly bring benefits and prosperity and profitability for the workers of the organization, knowledge workers, and for the investors of the organization. So, aaj phir hum learning organization ko, is model ko, learn karte huye, main aapse briefly ye bhi share karunga, another professor working at Columbia University, who is an advisor, rather let me say who was an advisor to the United Nations Secretary General, and how he thought about the future of the world and came up with the idea of the Millennium Development Goals to be achieved by 2015 by countries of the world. Yani aapko main individual level se organizational level par, and how can the whole globe can learn? Let's listen to Professor Jeffrey Sachs, and I'll mention his book, which he has written, The End of Poverty at the Global Level. So are you ready then to move on to the learning journey and the journey which Professor Peter Sanjay asks for and demands for, that every organization around the world, may it be in East or West, must try to embark upon, must try to move on and initiate upon. Humne panch components ka zikr kiya tha. Kaun se panch the wala? Recall kijiye jaldi se. The disciplines of a learning organization. Pehla discipline kya tha? Personal mastery. Dusra discipline? Mental models. Teesra discipline? Team learning. Chautha discipline, shared vision. Aur in mein se har ek by itself ek discipline hai. Aur panchma discipline, agarche hai bahut purana, engineering or science mein may be 100 years old. But bringing it in management and organization, systems thinking. Looking at the forest as well as the trees. Looking at the cow and its systems. Looking at the chicken and its eggs, how to put them together and how to look towards future. So, aaiye phir personal mastery ko zara thoda sa aur detail mein dekhna chahenge. Kuch maine last time aapse share kiya tha. Aaj phir personal mastery ke hawale se, how you and me at the individual level develop those competencies and capacities and capabilities and skill set which can deliver value to the organization, and then it brings back value for me and for you at the individual level. According to Professor Peter Sanjay, these were the five disciplines. We were talking about the first one, personal mastery. Inka kehna ye hai, why do we get, and he's raising a question, and aap dekhiye ki kya ye question Pakistan mein bhi utna hi relevant or important or significant. Professor Peter Sanjay says, why we get damn little of mind energy and almost nothing of the spiritual energy from the workers working in the organization? Why? Why do we get this contribution at the lowest level, especially from the young people in their 20s and 30s? Aap mujhe bataiye ki phir آرگنائزیشنز میں یہ 20s and 30s کے انجینئرس کے پروفیشنلز سوشولوجسٹ اکانومسٹ سائیکولوجسٹ بزنس ایڈمنسٹریٹر بزنس مینیجر بزنس لیڈرز مارکیٹرز اکاؤنٹنٹ فائنینشیل اینالسٹ وائی دے ڈونٹ وانٹ ٹو کنٹریبیوٹ دیئر فل مائنڈ اینڈ فل پوٹینشیل اینڈ دا فل ہارٹ اینڈ ہی آسک آلسو فار دا اسپرٹ اینڈ دین ہی ٹاکس اباؤٹ اینڈ گیوس سم آنسرس اینڈ ایٹ دا فرسٹ لیول ہی سیز دیٹ لیٹ دیز پیپل آف 20s and 30s پروفیسر پیٹر ڈرکر نے کہا تھا ڈیوائڈ دیز ورکرز ان ٹو ٹو گروپس پلس 50s اینڈ انڈر 50s پروفیسر پیٹر سینجے مور فوکس کلوزلی آن دا انڈر 50s ان 20s and 30s ہاؤ کین دے میک دیئر فل پوٹینشیل فل انٹلیکچوئل انرجی اینڈ دا فل ایموشنل انرجی اینڈ دا فل اسپرچل انرجی کنٹریبیوٹیڈ towards the benefit of the organization. May it be a public sector organization, may it be a business sector organization. Inka kehna ye hai ki one must continually learn to see the current reality. Current reality pe uski nazar hoti hai. And the gap between his personal vision and the personal reality and the current reality in the organization produces a creative tension. Is individual worker ke mind mein ek creative tension create hoti hai. This is where I am, current reality. This is where I want to go, at the personal level. So we have, presently, working at this level, in terms of learning, in terms of salary, in terms of benefits, in terms of profitability, in terms of productivity, in terms of proficiency and competency at the individual level. But this is where I want to go. And naturally, it creates a creative tension. And he says that every individual goes through this creative tension and he wants to release this tension by raising his level up, by learning skill set, new mindset, until he reaches and achieves his personal vision. And then he creates, in the future, a new vision. So he says, by learning, he raises his current level to the future level. He fulfills his personal vision. Aur knowledge worker, khas taur par, apni ek personal vision, apne career ka plan, apne development ka plan, rakhta hai. Is he right? Is he talking the right thing? Aap bataiye. It's true. One must learn to become master to overcome the reactive tension. Ek toh hai creative tension. اب وہ دوسری کیا ٹینشن کریٹ کر رہا ہے ریئیکٹو ٹینشن او ہو ہو آئی کی ناٹ اچیو دس او مے بی آئی ایم ناٹ ایبل ٹو ڈو اٹ او ان پاکستان دس مے ناٹ بی پاسبل ریئیکٹو ٹینشن تو دو ٹینشن کا ذکر ہو رہا ہے ایک ہے کریٹو ٹینشن وچ ول پل یو ٹوڈز دا فیوچر لیکن پروفیسر پیٹر سنجے کا کہنا یہ ہے ایٹ دا سیم ٹائم دیر از اندر لوپ آف ٹینشن وچ از اے ریئیکٹو ٹینشن وچ ول ٹرائی ٹو ہولڈ آن یو دا نالج ورکر ٹو دا کرنٹ ریالٹی ریالٹی کیا ہے ہم پاکستان میں ہیں نہیں جی یہ تو ڈیولپنگ ورلڈ ہے یہ تو یہاں دیکھیے ممکن نہیں ہے یہاں تو پاورٹی بہت ہے یہاں ہمارا پرابلم گورننس کا ہے یہاں کرپشن بہت ہے یہاں لوگ پڑھے لکھے نہیں ہیں ریئیکٹو ٹینشن سو یو ہیو اے چوائس ناؤ ریئیکٹو ٹینشن ول پل یو ڈاؤن اینڈ کیپ یو ایٹ دی پریزنٹ ریالٹی کریٹو ٹینشن ول پل یو ٹوورڈز دی ہائر لیول سو یو اچیو یور پرسنل ویژن سو دی کوسچن از If you have courage, creativity, and innovation, you will pull your present reality and achieve your personal vision. So in other words, creative tension اچھا اور یہ دیکھیے میرے اور آپ کے لیڈیز اینڈ جینٹلمین ہر شخص کے تھنکنگ اپریٹس میں یہ دونوں قسم کی ٹینشنز ہر وقت موجود رہتی ہیں. بٹ اف یو ٹیک دس ٹینشن ود کریج ود انوویشن اینڈ ود کریٹیویٹی یو کین ریز یور پرسنل لیول اینڈ اچیو یور پرسنل ویژن. دیٹس واٹ پروفیسر پیٹر سینجی سیز. ہاں اگر آرگنائزیشن اس میں ہیلپ فل ہو جائے تو یہ تو سونے پہ سہاگا ہے. لیکن ان کا کہنا یہ ہے کہ یہ چیز ہمیشہ پرسنل لیول پر نالج ورکرز پیپل ان 20s اینڈ 30s دے ڈو تھنک اباؤٹ اٹ اینڈ سے اٹس اے نیچرل فینومینا. ایوری بڈی وانٹس ٹو موو ہائر اینڈ ہائر. سو اونلی دی کوشچن از ڈو یو اوور کم دی ریئیکٹو ٹینشن. ڈو یو ٹیک یور سیلف ہائر موو اپ ہائر towards achieving the goal, which is a creative tension. Choice is with you. Choice is with me. Choice is what kind of culture we have in the organization, what kind of culture we create. میں نے شاید پہلے بھی کہا تھا پھر کہتا ہوں, people leave organizations not because of the salary or the benefit. People leave organization because of their boss. Reactive tension. Hum, agar organizations mein koshish karein to create the creative tension that everybody tries to achieve his personal vision, vision in the future. So he becomes, she becomes master of her own destiny. That is what Professor Peter Senge says, that in learning organization, personal mastery at the individual level should be helped to achieve for, should be facilitated to acquire for by the organization. The discipline of personal mastery, ya yu keh lijiye the is discipline ke phir sub discipline kya hain, aur isi tarah se har discipline ke apne sub discipline hain. Lekin maine chuki aap se promise kiya hai ki main personal mastery I'll go into detail, because I am interested in increasing and boosting and galvanizing the personal capital of you and me, the youth of Pakistan, ladies and gentlemen. So sub-discipline of personal mastery, as mentioned by Professor Peter Senge in his book, Fifth Discipline, number one, let everybody should have his or her own personal vision. Number two, let them hold a creative tension, not reactive, but creative tension. Let them have a belief in the power, that they are powerful. But of course, reactive tension kya kehti hai? Oh, we are powerless. We can't do it. Maine kaha tha na, Pakistan mein, oh, ye to mumkin hi nahi hai. Yahan to dekhiye, koi naye business start karne ke liye, 10 jagah pe jana padta hai. Yahan to har taraf corruption hai, ji. Kaam nahi hota hai, ji. Log bade lethargic hain. Powerlessness. Ye puri duniya mein hai. اس کے لیول کا ڈفرنس ہے. سو مائی ڈیئر اسٹوڈنٹس, پروفیسر پیٹر سینجے از سیئنگ دیٹ بلیو ان دی پاور آف پاور لیسنس اینڈ انوردینس. ہیلپنگ ورلڈ کے رہنے والے ہیں ہمارے لوگ, یہ کبھی سیدھے نہیں ہوں گے. یہ سب کیا ہے, نالج ہے نا. یو ہیو لرن دس, لیٹس چینج اٹ. ہاؤ کین وی ڈو دیٹ؟ لیٹس ٹرائی ٹو ریئلائز اینڈ انڈرسٹینڈ what is my worth. I am worthwhile. I am a human being. I'm proud citizen of Pakistan, capable enough, competent enough, skillful enough to produce a product, a football, a sock, a towel, a shirt, a pant, a motorcycle, a car, a fan, a motor, a food, a sweet, you name it, which is branded with Pakistan. Number four, commitment to the whole truth. Whole truth. Maine kaha tha na, individual parts nahi. Kahani mukammal nahi hoti. Kahani tab mukammal hogi ke jab hum parts pe bhi nazar rakhenge, whole pe bhi nazar rakhenge. Kahani to tab mukammal hai. یعنی اگر آپ میرے سرکولیٹری سسٹم کو، میرے نروس سسٹم کو، میرے کڈنی کے سسٹم کو، میرے لیور کے سسٹم کو الگ الگ ڈسکس کریں اور مجھے ایز اے ہول رشید کوثر کو ڈسکس ہی نہ کریں، یہ تو زیادتی ہوگی. دا ہول ٹروتھ از دیٹ آئی ایم میڈ اپ آف انڈیویجل سسٹمز اینڈ آل دیز سسٹمز آر انٹرڈیپینڈنٹ ود ایچ ادر اینڈ دا ٹروتھ از دیٹ آل آف دیز are related to each other. Can we have that kind of understanding and can we have that kind of commitment to the right brain and the left brain, to the quantitative mindset and to the qualitative mindset, to the objective mindset and to the subjective mindset? The whole truth is that your brain, whole brain is made up of two parts. The whole truth is, you must think on the basis of data and information, but also at the same time, you must think subjectively. Science and arts, that is the whole truth. Aur aakhri sub-discipline, bada important hai. Aur se suniye ga, Professor Peter Sanjay, aur aap kahenge ki ye an American talking of reason and intuition, integrating reason and religion, how can it's possible? Objective and subjective. He shares a story, and I'm taking this story from his book. Storytelling, maine kaha tha na, storytelling is an important technique of knowledge management. And aap enjoy karenge his story ko. He says, Professor Peter Sanjay, engineer, a graduate of MIT, he talks about a Sufi. Aap kahenge, America mein rehne wale bhi Sufi ki baat karte hain. And I'm quoting from his book. He narrates a story which is written by a Sufi. Story ye hai ke a blind man was walking in a forest. He hit something. He fell down. Chuke reality ye thi ke aankhon se usse nazar nahi aa raha. He fell down. اب ریشنلٹی یہ کہتی ہے کہ مجھے آنکھوں سے نظر نہیں آ رہا، آئی کانٹ سی دا ورڈ، دیٹ از لاجک، اینڈ ایف یو کانٹ سی دا ہول ورڈ یو آر اے بلائنڈ پرسن. وین ہی فیل ڈاؤن اینڈ ہی ریئلائز دیٹ ہی ہٹ ناٹ اونلی اے ٹری بٹ ہی ہٹ اندر مین، اینڈ ہی آسکڈ ہم ہو آر یو، اس نے کہا آئی ایم اے کرپلڈ مین، آئی کین ناٹ واک، دیٹ از دا ریالٹی. سو بلائنڈ مین سیز آئی کین ناٹ سی اینڈ یو کین ناٹ واک، ہاؤ کین وی گیٹ آؤٹ آف دا فارسٹ؟ دیٹس ویری ڈیفیکلٹ، وی ول ڈائی ان دا فارسٹ. ول دا کرپلڈ مین سیز، اف یو اگری، if you allow me, I will ride on your shoulders. I'll tell you which way to walk. And this way, you and me, both together, you depend on me and I depend on you. You depend on my knowledge, my decision, and I depend your knowledge and your decision. I think we both can be out of the forest and will enjoy a happy life. The blind man said, fine, that's good. So, according to the Sufi story, the blind man and the crippled man together walked. Crippled man jo hai, wo blind man ke kandhon pe chadh gaya. Wo usko rasta bata raha. Aur slowly and gradually they were out of the forest. They were successful. So Professor Peter Sanjay says, if you want to be successful, it's very important that you be rational. So use blind man's rationality, but crippled man's intuition. If you depend on me, if you believe me, that was his intuition. Let's do it together. So personal mastery requires Rationality, logic and reason. Intuition and religion both together. Personal mastery is about continually clarifying our personal vision. What we see, is it sarab, is it dhokha, or is it reality? What we see, is it the whole truth? What is my personal vision? And personal mastery is an essential cornerstone of the learning organization. اس لیے کہ دیکھیے لرننگ آرگنائزیشن اس نے کہا تھا نا کہ وین انڈیویجلز ول لرن فرام ریزن اینڈ فرام ریشنلٹی اینڈ فرام لاجک اینڈ فرام انٹیوشن دے ول بی سکسیسفل. بلکہ پروفیسر پیٹر سنجے کا کہنا یہ ہے کہ پرسنل ماسٹری ایکچولی از دی اسپرچل فاؤنڈیشن آف لرننگ آرگنائزیشن. اب آپ کہیں گے اسپرٹ ویسٹ یوناٹیڈ اسٹیٹس دے ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ اسپرٹ پروفیسر پیٹر سنجے یس دے ریئلائز When the spirit is out, it's a cage, it's a prison, it's material, it's tangible, it's lost, it deteriorates. So, spirit is intangible. Aur humne kaha tha na, knowledge is intangible. Data is important. It is tangible. It comes from customer complaints, it comes from revenue of the sold product. It comes from mistakes of the machines. It comes from the bugs of the code which has been written. So tangible and intangible, that is the whole truth. Reason and intuition, that is the whole truth. Subjectivity and objectivity, that is the whole truth. Trees and the forest, that is the whole truth. And how can we become master of learning this? The roots of this discipline lie in both, according to Professor Peter Sanjay, and I'm taking from his book, from the Eastern and Western tradition, from the Japanese and the American tradition, from the West and the East. And he goes one step further. He says, even in the secular tradition, people would like to learn and become master of their own destiny. Can you help them? Can you raise their spirit? Can you put a little more spirit into them so they can be more comfortable, more learnable, more knowledgeable, more resourceful for your process, for your product, for your customers? Personal mastery is about living our lives, according to Professor Peter Sanjay, in the service of our highest aspirations. When we achieve our highest aspirations, that's what he says, you are master of your own. Can the manager, can the boss, can the leader, can the CEO, can the organization, can its culture help to achieve the highest aspiration by its individual workers, especially the knowledge workers? اس لیے کہ ہم نے کہا تھا نا کہ نالج ورکر تو اپنی پرسنل ویژن کے بارے میں, اپنے کیریئر ڈیولپمنٹ کے بارے میں, اپنی ماسٹری کے بارے میں, اپنی کمپیٹنسیز کے بارے میں سوچتا رہتا ہے. ہی ارنز ہز لیونگ, شی ارنز ہر لیونگ تھرو تھنکنگ. دیٹس واٹ وی آر ٹاکنگ, دیٹس واٹ پروفیسر پیٹر سنجے از ٹاکنگ. چلیے جی, دوسرا ڈسپلن لرننگ آرگنائزیشن کا مینٹل ماڈل. ہر شخص کا اپنا ایک ڈیزائن ہے, اپنا ایک مینٹل ماڈل ہے. آپ کا اپنا, آپ کے ساتھ جو بیٹھے ہوئے ان کا اپنا, ایک گھر میں رہنے والے ایوری برادر ایوری سسٹر فادر اینڈ مدر ایچ ون آف دیم ہیو دیئر اون مینٹل ماڈل مینٹل ڈیزائن. لیکن ورکنگ ٹوگیدر ان اے فیملی, ورکنگ ٹوگیدر ان این آرگنائزیشن, فوکسڈ آن دی آبجیکٹیوز آف دی آرگنائزیشن, فوکسڈ آن دی آبجیکٹیوز آف دا فیملی, اگر ہر شخص اپنے مینٹل ماڈل کے مطابق کام کرے گا تو پھر تو وہ جو فزکس میں ہم پڑھتے ہیں نا کہ ہر ویکٹر کی ڈائریکشن مختلف ہوگی. آپ میں سے ہر شخص ایک ویکٹر ہے, اس کی ڈائریکشن بھی ہے, اس کی سپیڈ بھی ہے. بٹ کین آل دیز ویکٹرز بی ڈائریکٹڈ ٹوورڈز ون ڈائریکشن؟ دے بیکم اے لیزر بیم. All the energies are aligned together. They become a laser beam. They can cut through the steel. They can cut through all the obstacles of the market. That's what Professor Peter Sanjay says, that organizations' driving force an organization's fundamental value, this is the mental model. Let's bring all these models together. Let's agree to disagree. Let's put them together. And managers must learn to understand the power of patterns of thinking among the staff. Everybody thinks, has its own mental model. Question is, can you generate a common pattern of thinking among your staff? Can you develop a shared mental model? Can you come up with one product design? Can you come up with one process, the best one, which can be delivered and would be able to compete through, to cut through the competition through collaboration? That can only be done through shared vision. Dekhiye na, slowly aap personal domain se, ab aap team ki domain ki taraf ja rahe hain, collective domain ki taraf ja rahe hain. Individuals going through collective domain. Aur yahi humne kaha tha knowledge management ke bare mein. You start with personal capital, you go to the organizational capital. You start with personal memory, you go to the organizational memory. Shared vision. This can only be built on the personal vision. Fatima, Ali, Rashid, Hamid, Arslan, each one of them has its own personal vision. Can we put them together and develop a shared vision? It is present when the task which follows from the vision is no longer seen by the team member as separate from the self. What is my objective of coming to this organization? What is my objective of sitting in this class and sharing my experience with you? I want you to learn, and in return you become successful and I become successful, because on the basis of your feedback, I also get an appreciation from the supplier, from the manufacturer, from the organization. Shared vision. Haan, problem usi waqt hota hai, jab hum kehte hain, kyun ji? What's in it for me? Why should I help him? Why should I help him to grow? Mujhe iska fayda kya hoga? Nausherwa ne kaha tha na, pichlon ne drakht lagaye, humne uska phal khaya. Aaj hum drakht lagayenge, کل کو نیکسٹ جنریشن اس کا پھل کھائے گی. شیئرڈ ویژن. اگر ہر آدمی سیلف انٹرسٹ پہ فوکس کرے گا, شیئرڈ ویژن نہیں ہوگی, لرننگ آرگنائزیشن کا کلچر ڈیولپ نہیں ہوگا. دیٹ کین اونلی بی ڈن تھرو ٹیم. لیٹ دا ٹیم لرن ٹوگیدر. ٹیم کیسے لرن کرتی ہے؟ اکارڈنگ ٹو پروفیسر پیٹر سنجے, ٹو ویز. دیر مسٹ بی اے ڈائلگ, دیر مسٹ بی اے ڈسکشن. جس گھر میں, جس آفس میں, جس آرگنائزیشن میں ڈائلگ اور ڈسکشن نہیں ہوتی, اور کنسٹرکٹیو ڈائلگ اور ڈسکشن نہیں ہوتی, وہاں کریٹیویٹی اور انوویشن نہیں ہوتی. اسٹیٹک ہے, ڈائنمزم نہیں ہے, گروتھ نہیں ہوگی. اچھا, پھر گروتھ کا بھی اکارڈنگ ٹو پروفیسر پیٹر سنجے بڑا بیوٹیفل ماڈل ہے, سسٹمز ماڈل. اور پانچواں ڈسپلن سسٹمک تھنکنگ ہے اس کے بعد, جو ہے کہ یو have a growth, but then there comes a time you level off, and then growth is not as you expect. What should you do then? Well, let the team learn. Jisko phir hum strategic management mein kehte hain, okay, when you start falling down, can you open up a new trajectory? Go on for another 2-3 years, okay? Natural process is you will fall down. Natural process. Everything which goes up has to come down. But Peter Senge says, when you level off, Gaussian curve mein, jab aap peak pe pahunchte hain, ab uske baad naturally you will fall down. If the team is learning, you are learning, you will open a new trajectory. You will continually keep on improving. Team learns through dialogue and through discussion. Dialogue is characterized by its exploratory nature. Let's have a dialogue. Let's find new things, new patterns, new thinking. Whereas discussion narrows down to a decision for a best alternative. Dialogue mein, new opportunities. Discussion mein, decision making. We put all the ideas together, discuss, come up with a solution. Both are complementary for the team's learning. Agar individual discuss nahi karenge, agar departments discuss nahi karenge. Dekhiye na, sales force customers ka feedback lekar aayi. ڈیزائن والوں نے یا مارکیٹ پلاننگ والوں نے ان کو سنا ہی نہیں. ان کو کیا بتایا جی, ہم زیادہ بہتر جانتے ہیں, ہم زیادہ ایکسپیرینس ہیں. Naturally, production would never listen if the design people are not convinced. You will ship back the same old product. Customer will not buy it. Revenue will go down. Growth will go down. Then you will realize ke kya ho gaya hamare saath. Team learning means we have to develop this culture. Aur isi liye phir panchwa discipline, jisko wo kehte hain fifth discipline. Inka kehna ye hai ke ye discipline already maujood hain. I have put them together for the learning organization. Systems thinking, which is a conceptual framework, which requires a shift of mind to see the trees and the forest. It requires to see the interrelationships and interdependencies rather than cause and effect and a linear mindset. Cause and effect and linear mindset, ye kya hota hai? Okay, badal aayenge, barish barsayenge. Ye to aapne socha hi nahi. کہ بادل بھی تو کسی پہ ڈیپینڈنٹ ہے. وہ موائسچر کہاں سے آئے گا؟ وہ ایئر ول کیری دی موائسچر فرام دا سیز. اور یہ جو بارش برس رہی ہے یہ بھی تو ڈیپینڈنٹ ہے کہ اب ریورز اور اسٹریمز کے ذریعے سے یہ پانی جو ہے زمین کو سراب کرتا ہوا واپس سمندر میں چلا جائے گا. اٹس اے سائیکلک ورلڈ. اب اس سائیکلک ورلڈ میں سے آپ نے بارش اور بادل کو الگ کر دیا, کاز اینڈ افیکٹ. ویل دیٹس اے لینئر تھنکنگ. کین یو کم اپ ود اے سائیکلک تھنکنگ؟ اور یہ سائیکلک تھنکنگ جو ہے اٹس اے بیوٹیفل اپروچ. پروفیسر ڈیمنگ نے جب جاپانیوں کو سکھایا تھا سائیکلک اپروچ, پی ڈی سی اے یا پی ڈی ایس اے, پروفیسر پیٹر ڈرکر same cyclic approach. Let's look at the total system approach, input throughput output, linear approach. No, let's look at the feedback. Now feedback to the throughput, feedback to the input, in total you will get the feedback and you will keep on making sense. Systems approach is that each unit depends on the other. سرکولیٹری سسٹم میں پرابلم ہوگا تو کڈنی میں بھی پرابلم ہوگا, کڈنی میں پرابلم ہوگا تو سرکولیٹری سسٹم میں بھی پرابلم ہوگا, دماغ میں بھی پرابلم ہوگا, لیور میں بھی پرابلم ہوگا. آپ بتائیے, آپ کے پاؤں کی چھوٹی انگلی پہ درد ہوتا ہے کیا آپ کے دماغ اور دل میں درد نہیں ہوتا؟ انٹرڈیپینڈنسی. سیم از ان دی آرگنائزیشن. اکاؤنٹنگ اینڈ فائنانس کے ڈپارٹمنٹ میں پرابلم ہوگا کہ ریونیو کم ہو رہا ہے, تو سیلز اینڈ مارکیٹنگ والوں کو بھی اس پرابلم کو فیل کرنا چاہیے. سیلز اینڈ مارکیٹنگ والے کو جو پرابلم ہے وہ پروڈکشن والوں کو فیل کرنا چاہیے, پروڈکشن والوں کو جو پرابلم ہے وہ ٹیکنالوجی یا انجینئرنگ یا آئی ٹی والوں کو بھی فیل کرنا چاہیے. آل ٹوگیدر سسٹمز اپروچ. پروفیسر فارسٹر ایٹ ایم آئی ٹی, he developed a beautiful model how to solve complex problems by using systems thinking. It can help the managers to spot the ways the systems have their inbuilt limits to growth and can help them to open up with a new trajectory or a new pattern. Maine kaha tha na, jab growth kam hone lage you must see how to open a new trajectory. So I will invite you to read the fifth discipline related with knowledge management and learning, and I'll invite you, maybe you can take the examples given in the field book and his website, and if you can attend some of his training programs. Expensive hain, khas taur pe agar wo Professor Peter Sanjay de rahe hon, but really it's an eye opener. You combine the Eastern and the Western tradition, and you will see that how written very early, Muqaddimah Ibn Khaldun, foreword, how can coming from the East and the stories coming from the Sufis blended with the West, بلکہ مجھے کہنے کا موقع دیجئے کہ village کی wisdom West کے curriculum کے ساتھ اگر combine ہو جائے You will have the holistic approach and the holistic learning and the holistic organization. That is what we call the learning organization. Iska matlab ye hai ki becoming a learning organization means you will create knowledge. Remember, that's what Nonaka was speaking about. ICT, we're taking as an enabler. But then all these disciplines has to be present. Five disciplines of becoming a learning organization. All right. This learning organization and the products of this learning organization, knowledgeable product, hitting the knowledge market, focusing on the strategic value. So please take a look that when you're talking about strategic value, you're speaking about the knowledge resources and the development which are based on knowledge. Short-term value mein, knowledge resources, best practices, learner-focused, expert system-focused. Long-term perspective ke andar, can you develop a product or a service on the basis of knowledge? This means if you are focused on the markets, global markets, and especially the knowledge markets, is your business strategy aligned with the knowledge management strategy? Are you taking your knowledge as a resource? Maybe employ the resource-based theory. Now we're not talking about resources of capital or technology or labor. We're talking about knowledge as a resource. And we know that resource always depreciate in its value. So we will appreciate the value of knowledge of our employees through knowledge management and through continuous learning. So the question is, the business strategy must be aligned with the knowledge strategy. Dekhi, har company ki business strategy to hoti hi hai. What are we doing? And what we must do? What is the gap? And how can we fill the gap? Kis market ko hum serve kar rahe hai is waqt? Kis market ko hum serve karna chahte hai future mein? Kaun si product line ab hai? Kaun si product line hum next year, next quarter open karna chahte hai? It's a gap. And companies always look for to fill the gap through production, through technology, through transfer of technology. But the question is it aligned with the knowledge management strategy? What is the present know-how level of our organization? Because we know that know-how, experience, expertise will help us to develop innovative products. So what is the present know-how? And what is the futuristic know-how? Humne kaha tha na, do you want to only become and address and exploit the present market? Or do you want to explore tomorrow's market? Or do you want to bring innovative products from the market, for the market? Choice aapke paas hai. Choice company ke paas hai. Choice us organization ke paas hai ke business strategy, if it is only to exploit the market, well, then you need the present know-how. And maybe one very fine morning, you will disappear. But if you want to explore new market, maine kaha tha na, ke next quarter, next year, which market do you like to explore? South American? Australian? Pacific? European? South Asian? Chinese, Thailand, or maybe Central Asian. You think about it. But then, can you align this business strategy with the knowledge strategy? So when you're talking about exploring, immediately comes the role of knowledge, the role of learning. Isliye exploration ka to matlab hi ye hai ki you will explore on the basis of your know-how. And the best one is, you will always stay in business innovative. So my dear students, future of knowledge management and looking at the future from the discipline itself, maine ek to wo book aapko mention ki thi, Creating the Discipline of Knowledge Management, and take a look on the website of the George Washington University and see how masters and PhDs are being awarded and how George Washington University advocating pillars of knowledge management, and see how it is related with learning organizations concept. They talk about technology pillar, yes, as an enabler. They talk about leadership pillar. They talk about organizational pillar, and they talk about management's pillar, systems pillar. This means knowledge management will benefit from progress of ICT, and it will continue the shift towards integrating knowledge from variety of disciplines. And certainly, future is where people and advanced technology will continue to work together. ICT. And the future of KM will clearly be exciting due to the new opportunities in Pakistan and across the globe. It depends. How would you like to think? And how would you like to exploit? And how would you like to explore? And how would you like to innovate? It's your choice. Taking from the local mindset, let's look at the world as a globe and see how United Nations as a global agency is looking towards the globe and exploiting and exploring and innovating the countries around the world in terms of its goal achievement. Professor Jeffrey Sachs, an economist, worked many years at Columbia University, advisor to the Secretary General of United Nations, came up with the Millennium Development Goal. Please visit the UN website, MDG. Millennium Development Goal to be achieved by 2015. And the book which is written by Professor Jeffrey Sachs, The End of Poverty. He talks about how by 2015, they would like to achieve, UN as an agency, through differential diagnosis and through capital accumulation. Or kaun se capital accumulation? Human capital, business capital, knowledge capital, natural capital, public institution capital. Dekhi kitne sare capitals ki baat ho rahi hai. And this is Sachs' model. He says, according to Professor Sachs, to achieve those Millennium Development Goals, United Nations isko kehti hai global compact program. Many people take for granted that poverty and wealth are simply a reflection of society values. Ke ji, South Asia mein rehne wale hamesha gareeb hi rahenge. افریقہ میں رہنے والے ہمیشہ غریب رہیں گے اور ملیریا کی وجہ سے ڈیتھ ہوتی رہے گی. پروفیسر جیفری سیکس سیز نو دیٹ از ناٹ ٹرو. اٹ از ہاؤ یو ریفلیکٹ. وہ کہتا جی کہ جاپان, اینڈ آئی ٹیکن فرام ہز بک اینڈ آف پاورٹی, جاپان واز ویوڈ اے کیس آف ڈوم پاورٹی وین فارنرز اسپیشلی فرام دا ویسٹ دے ریچڈ ان 1870 ان جاپان. کہ جاپان کبھی ترقی نہیں کرے گا. بلکہ یہ تو ابھی کل کی بات ہے, میں جب سکول میں تھا اس وقت کی بات ہے. جاپانی پروڈکٹس کو, جاپانی پرچ کپ, پیپل وڈ نیور اپریشیٹ. جاپانی پروڈکٹ نو گڈ. پروفیسر جیفری سیکس سیز, جیفری سیکس سیز دیٹ فارنرز ور تھنکنگ آف جاپان از اے ڈوم پاورٹی. از اٹ سو? Please have a shift of mind. Look how it's possible. He says, in the wake of 9/11, Islamic countries have been characterized and categorized to be unfit for modernization. Have a change of mind. Have a shift of mind. He says, cultural interpretations on the basis of prejudice is no good. It should be on the basis of measurable evidence. That is, rationalized evidence, reason. According to Professor Sachs, he talks about enlightened globalization. And I will invite you to read his book. Aur bilkul takriban aakhri pages ke andar Robert Kennedy ki quote usne di, and I read from his book, quote of Robert Kennedy. It's from the numberless diverse acts of courage and belief that human history is shaped. Each time a man or a woman stands up for an ideal, or acts to improve the lot of others, or strike out against injustice, he or she sends out a tiny ripple of hope. Remember this tiny ripple of hope ko humne kaha tha? Butterfly effect. Tiny ripple of hope. And crossing each other from a million different centers of energy and daring, those ripples, my dear students, those ripples, according to Professor Kennedy, according to Mr. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, those ripples build a current which can sweep down the mightiest wall of oppression and resistance. Is chote se current ko aap insignificant na samjhiye. Aaj agar jo mulk gareeb hai, corruption hai, ye mat sochiye ki yahan kabhi wealth or health aayegi nahi. According to Professor Sack, he says, let the future say that we sent forth mighty currents of hope. and that we work together to heal the world. That's why he brings those Millennium Development Goals. And to achieve those goals, what kind of mindset is required? Well, this is one mindset. Once again, Professor Stephen Covey, Dr. Stephen Covey talks about 7 habits of highly effective people. قبل اس کے وہ میں آپ سے شیئر کروں. What are the 7 habits of highly defective executive? Number 1, they react. Number 2, they begin with no end in mind. Number 3, جو کام پہلے کرنا چاہیے وہ سب سے آخر میں کرتے ہیں. Number 4, they always think they'll lose. Number 5, they seek first to talk, then they show, they pretend as if they're listening. Number 6, they never cooperate. Number 7, وہ خود ہی ٹوٹ جاتے ہیں. اس کے مقابلے میں let's use knowledge, let's use know-how, let's see how to do, what to do, let's use the skills, have the desire. Professor Sachs نے بھی کہا, Professor Peter Senge نے بھی کہا, جو ملک آج developing ہیں, let's look at the future. Let us develop those habits of highly skilled people. کون سی ہیں وہ? Number 1, be proactive. Focus on the future. Take responsibility of your personal capital and the capital of your organization. Your life and the life of the organization. Habit number 2, begin with the end in mind. پورا نقشہ آپ کے سامنے ہونا چاہیے. کون سی اسٹریٹ, کون سی ہائی وے, کون سی موٹر وے, کون سی ٹرین, کون سی بس, کون سی کار, کون سا جہاز لیں گے تو آپ منزل پر پہنچیں گے. کتنا سلو, کتنا فاسٹ چلیں گے تو منزل قریب آئے گی. Define your mission and goals. Professor Steve Covey says in his book of 7 habits of highly skilled people, habit number 3, then put first things first. Number 4, think win-win. Have the holistic approach. Everybody can win. Think of it. Have a paradigm shift in your thinking. Habit number 5, seek first to understand, then to be understood. پہلے دوسروں کی عزت کیجئے, دوسرے ممالک کی, دوسرے کلچرز کی, دوسری لینگویجز کی, دوسرے ریلیجنز کی عزت کیجئے, وہ آپ کی عزت کریں گے. Number 6, synergize. Team learns. Collaborate, cooperate, communicate. Put them together, work them together, you will achieve. اور آخری habit, sharpen the saw. Learn, unlearn, relearn, sharpen the saw. کام کرتے ہوئے وہ جو آری یا آری کا بلیڈ, اس کو زنگ لگ جاتا ہے, رس لگ جاتا ہے, اس کو شارپ ہونا چاہیے. یہ جو ہمارے مائنڈ کو زنگ لگ جاتا ہے, we need to renew ourselves, we need to learn new knowledge, we need to develop our personal capital, we need to sharpen our saw so the market will pay you the best price. My dear students, with this in mind, let me share my vision of knowledge management with you. This vision for Pakistan, through you and me together, as a knowledge worker, what can we achieve in 2020, by 2020? Knowledge Management Pakistani Vision 2020. How to employ your knowledge. How to deploy your knowledge. Number 1, for your personal benefit. Number 2, for the organizational benefit, systems benefit, society's benefit, country's benefit. Are they aligned? Are they interdependent? Are they interconnected? Number 1, employing your knowledge, employing your know-how, employing your skill set, I expect from you and me together, all of us, those who are listening this lecture, this content, this session, can we use our knowledge? Pakistanis, youth, 20s and 30s, managers, executives, sociologists, psychologists, journalists, media specialists, creative artists, all of them who can use technology, who are knowledge worker. Can we alleviate poverty in Pakistan on the basis of knowledge and know-how? Think of it. How can we do it? Can we employ knowledge? It's a vision. It's a personal vision. And that is what becomes organizational vision or country's vision. Can we use knowledge and manage our knowledge to end corruption through spark antibodies. Please don't say it's not possible. Countries have shown things are possible. Number three, can we raise, by employing our knowledge, performance in the outcomes, whatever we do, in whichever sector, whatever office, whatever company, we deliver our services. And number four, by employing and deploying your learning and knowledge, can we increase public capital by galvanizing the PAK people? Remember I shared with you, we are the seventh nation in the world in terms of human resource. Can we increase the public capital by galvanizing? Kuch ek jazbe aur justuju ki aag laga di jaye, ki jismein se light nikle aur sab log raasta dekhte huye, future mein ek modern Pakistan, ek developed Pakistan ki shakal mein world ke globe par aaye. Aur aakhri vision ke taur par, ye vision to future mein hi hoti hai. And I would like to achieve this vision through you, by working with you, future managers and future executives of Pakistan, to integrate, my dear students, my dear professionals, my dear knowledge seekers, to integrate, to blend reason and religion together. Reason and intuition together. Quantitative and qualitative mindset together. Objectivity and subjectivity. That is what Professor Peter Senge was saying, whole truth. By combining the right brain and the left brain. Don't you think it's possible? I think it's possible. Let's work together for this beautiful country of ours. Let's have the higher innovative capital. Let's have a higher creative capital, a higher personal capital, and a higher knowledge capital, so that the intellectual capital of Pakistan and the public capital of Pakistan could be no less than any country of the world. I hope we can work together and it's achievable. Thank you very much for your attention, and thank you very much for your learning, and thank you very much for giving me that I put and present my desire, some I did in the first session and some vision which I shared with you in the last session. And remember, I said, idea brings money. Money does not bring idea. Use your personal capital for the organizational capital and manage your intangible and tangible knowledge resources that we survive and we thrive for the years to come. Thank you very much once again. So nice of you, and so nice of knowing, and so nice of relating with you. Khuda Hafiz and Assalamu Alaikum.